Whether you're driving to work, cycling to a friend's place, or on the way to your next holiday, Amazon Music has your news fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.co.uk/on-the-go-news. That's amazon.co.uk/on-the-go-news and listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
Hey guys, before we start today's show, I want to let you know that I have a brand new half hour special that is available right now on my YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@LuisJGomezComedy and check out my brand new half hour. I appreciate all of the positive feedback. While you're there, give it a thumbs up, leave a little comment, and share it with a friend. Thank you guys so much. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez.
We're with Randall Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hello. Hi. And welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. What's going on? All right, so I'm starting today's show by myself. We do have the boys out there, Zach and Lemaire and Robbie Burns. They're going to come in a minute. I just wanted to do the intro to the show by myself, just because I wanted to address the Bobby Hutchinson situation, and I just felt like doing it. Number one, you know, putting Zach and you know, the other comedians in a weird position because they know him and they have relationships with him. And then also, like, it's a comedy show and I don't want to sit here and, you know, have a serious moment and then have my friends making jokes and as they should be making jokes. So I just wanted to take a moment and address this in more of a serious way at the beginning of the show. And then we'll have these guys come in just a couple minutes and we'll do our normal show. If you guys have been following along on Twitter, you know, you guys see that Bobby Hutchinson no longer works for Gas Digital. He left the company a couple months ago now at this point, and we haven't really talked about it because the reality is, like, you know, out of respect to professionalism, like, this just not anybody's business. You know, it didn't end in good terms, obviously. You know, more than anything else, the reason I haven't really been, you know, talking about it is because I did consider Bobby a very, very close friend. These guys, and this is the truth, the production staff here at Gas Digital, it is not just people that work for me. These are people that we fucking, they're like my best friends in the world. Like, we're all, like, everyone here is all legitimately best friends. Everyone hangs out of work, and this includes Bobby. You know, everyone, we vacation together, on the weekends we go out together, we have cried together, we've bled together, we fucking created amazing things together. I take it very seriously, and I think my entire staff knows this, and a lot of people know how seriously I take the production here. I know it's not always the best, but you know, when you create something with somebody, I think that is really valuable. I think that it holds a ton of value, and me and Bobby have created, like, truly incredible, memorable things that have changed, you know, changed people's lives in a lot of ways. Legion of Skanks is a show. I get a message a day, at least, in my inbox with somebody saying that this show has changed my life. And it has been something that's really important. And and Bobby is somebody who helped me create that. And out of respect for him, I've never wanted to trash him or to disparage his name. What a faggot I am. You know, Bobby left the network after a while. It wasn't one thing. It wasn't one incident. It was a couple of years of me and him butting heads in some very real ways. It wasn't one way. It wasn't me yelling at Bobby. I don't yell at the staff. Nobody would take it. You know, like, there's nobody here on the staff that'll tell you that I walk around like a tyrant, like I do on the show. I think I try to be somewhat understanding. Me and Bobby are two people that we have butted heads in, you know, ways that were, it got crazy. And that was both ways. He started getting really emotional. We started calling him Sabi Bobby on Legion of Skanks as a joke, but it came from a real place. It came from a place because he was super emotional, and it was probably justified. The amount of work that he puts in, how much he cares about the network and the job. I get, I care that much as well. So I get it. So we would butt heads and we would clash, and he would yell at me and I would yell at him. And it fucking, we would just get the work done. I would put it aside. There's nobody in that Gas Digital that would talk to me the way that he talked to me, the way that he talked to me. Literally nobody. Not only because, at the end of the day, it's like we sort of had that dynamic. But, he also did really important work. So he got a lot more leeway than other people would have gotten. He was the executive producer of the network. Toward the end, I thought there was something deeper going on, something, whether it was the work making him sort of crack or what it was just every time there would be any conversation. And it wasn't just with me. This is with my partners at Skankfest, with Ralph. Anytime any pushback was given to him for anything, it was met with the energy was wild. And then at the end, he started saying that he wasn't happy with the money. We did everything we could do. We genuinely did everything we could do. We gave him a raise at the end. We started letting him work from home. We suggested we start having weekly meetings so we could just let the air out every week and not have blowups and everything we did. It just really wasn't met with anything. And at the end, he ended up quitting. It was a thing with him and Ralph, a dumb thing. It was a nothing. And he just blew up and said, no, you guys don't respect me. I have to quit. And it sucked. It really sucked. It sucked in a very, very big way. And it, it's been a couple months now and, he's coming out and going public talking about how we treated him and how we underpaid him. And I still think he's going through something. That's the truth. I think if you look at the way he's tweeting and what he's saying, I think it's very obvious that he's, very scorned and very it's very uncharacteristic of him. That's not who the dude that I knew. It is what it is. Once again, I have to respect the business and I have to respect everybody else, that works here. I can't discuss the details of how much we pay him, how much we pay the other people, what his percentage was of Guest Digital. I'll address a couple things kind of vaguely. I guess some people were like, he said he makes $40,000 after taxes. I don't exactly know what his tax deal is. I'll tell you right now, I guess maybe he's talking about just his salary from Gas Digital. Everyone pays taxes. You can't blame taxes on me, but his salary from Gas Digital was a pretty competitive salary for podcast producing. He also received a salary from Skankfest that was a pretty good chunk of change. He also got a kickback from Legion of Skanks that was a pretty good chunk of change. When you look at what he was making overall from the different businesses that I'm at the helm of, he was making substantially more than he posted that thing. I was like, you fall within that bracket. Now, no, it wasn't a six-figure high-paying job. But most people that produce podcasts don't make that much money. There's a handful of jobs that are out there that exist like that. And by the way, if an opportunity arose for any of my producers to go and make fucking real money, real fucking money, do you think I would stand in the way? We would throw them a going away party. If somebody came to Shannon right now and said, hey, we want to pay Shannon $150,000 a year to go produce this podcast. Do you think I'm going to go, no, Shannon, sorry. Either we're going to match it, which we can't, or we're going to say, congratulations. That's fucking incredible. That's incredible. I'm happy for you. And that's sort of what this business is. You look for the opportunities that are in front of you. And if it doesn't work for you, you move on. And that's just what it is. And, for me, I always thought if Bobby was going to move on, it would, first of all, I never thought Bobby would move on ever in a million years. We were never going to fire Bobby. I've never fired Bobby. When he's saying I fired him, he's talking about where he's literally freaking out about the work, saying he's too much work. He has too much stress. And I say, dude, if you can't handle it, let me know. And then he would go, you're threatening to fire me. And I'm like, dude, no, that's not me threatening to fire you. I'm saying if you can't handle the extra work, we can't give you the Skankfest work, or we can't give you this extra, job on the side that's taking up a lot of your time, because that's just the name of the game. I don't know everybody's workload like that. I don't micromanage the work of the employees here at Gas Digital. And I don't think that they want me micromanaging the work. You know, I we don't breathe down everyone's neck. People make their own hours for the most part, and they get to work on the projects that they want to work on. They get to fucking hang out with their friends. They get to create some really fun shit and hopefully make a little bit of cash, you know, and that's the job here. And the ceiling sort of was where Bobby was at. That is the most you can make at Gas Digital right now, unless we grow the business. You know, and that's, I think he's talking about how he hasn't collected a percentage of the business. The reason he hasn't collected a percentage of the business is because the business, we reinvest the money back into the business. We have multiple studios. We have brand new apps and platforms that we just built. We're constantly hiring new producers to make everyone's jobs that much easier. There's so much that goes into it. Our overhead is massive. It is massive. And there have been years where we have not made money at all, where we've lost money. There have been years where we've broken even. There's been years where we've made a very little bit of money. And, you know, we create a system here at Gas Digital where a bunch of great comedians and a bunch of great producers can go out and make some money and create some great shit. And that's always been the goal. And it was honestly, the goal was never for any of us to get rich. And none of us are rich. There's nobody rich here. There's Dave Smith, Big J, myself. We are probably doing the best. Besides Michael Bisping, that's like the top. Michael Bisping was rich and will always be rich, regardless of Gas Digital. Me, Big J, and Dave aren't rich. You know, that's just that. So the reality is, you know, it really genuinely makes me sad to lose a friend. I genuinely hope the smoke will clear. And I know Bobby will watch this, and I hope the smoke will clear and he will, come around and be like, fuck, dude. Like, I don't exactly know what happened here, but let's put it behind us. Cause for me, it's always a fucking handshake away and a phone call away. Cause that's literally how I've always fucking been. I've said this about my actual enemies, much less people that have been friends of mine literally he asked me to marry him and his wife a year ago. This is not like, it's not bullshit. When I say friends, he posted that I reached out to, I sent his wife a DM because I was concerned with him. They were like legitimately my friends. People are like, oh, you reach out to his wife. What a put. So like, no. I reached out to somebody who I considered a friend saying, hey, dude, I'm concerned. I feel like we're blowing this up and we're about to lose Bobby at this job. This is something that he's passionate about. It's something that he's meant to do. That was the words I used. You know, and I was like, I want to get ahead of it in whatever way we can. So that's that. That's my perspective on it. I legitimately wish Bobby the best. If he gets another job in production and it pays him all he wants to pay, dude, fucking more power to you. I really love that. If it's not in production, well, then maybe this wasn't meant to be. Maybe you were meant to go do something else. I don't know. But that's really it. I can't really say much more. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth over the Regs logo and all these little details. This is all just like stupid shit. It wasn't one little thing. Obviously it was a much deeper thing, and it was over the course of years, and definitely over the last 6 months was particularly heated. So that's what it is. All right, I'm done. Really, that's all I got to say. I don't. Shannon, am I missing anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that was good.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going to put you in a weird position, Shannon. I was going to be like, Shannon, tell him how great I am.
I was going to come in and give you a hug earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt.
No, I don't need a hug. A hug would have made me cry worse. Oh, what a bitch I am. Oh, what a fucking faggot. Ah!
Notorious!
Fuck! And it went out live. I taped this speech on my phone earlier like a man, and I could have just put that out.
It was touching.
Shut up. Let's start the show.
Okay, one sec.
I say start that dun 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 the music. How about that? Zach Amico.
What I missed.
Oh, what a day. What a day. Do we have our guests here? Do, do, do.
Robbie is peeing and LaMare is coming in from parking at this moment.
Oh, my fucking God. What's going on, Zachy?
I'm not much. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I've had a better couple days. You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, had a better couple days, but you know, what are you gonna do? It is what it is, my friend.
Yeah, it is.
You know, fucking, you know, this wasn't even a job before Gas Digital. When we started this show, it wasn't even a job, podcast producer. Literally, all these guys came in as fans of the show saying, I just want to do this as a fucking fan. And it's like it, the nature of like business and the nature of like working with your friends is like when it goes sour, it goes sour. And it's so much worse. Like, I didn't fucking shed a tear over Byron. Like, Byron could have...
I cried in happiness.
On the way out, Byron could have literally been fucking hit in the head with a brick and killed, and we would have never thought about him again. Not for a second.
We would have made it a Doesn't Live. No, it's not, because it's like when you almost sometimes the same thing when you move in with a friend, and you're like so close, and by the end of it, you're like,
you hate each other.
Don't want to see your fucking
That was me
face.
And my buddy Forrest. Me and my buddy Forrest, dude, by the end... By the end of it, I cared about how you squeeze the toothpaste. And I was like, why wouldn't you squeeze it from the end? Why would you squeeze it from the middle like a fucking lunatic? It was something that I was so passionate about. To this day, I've carried on to now caring about this, where I didn't care about it when we fucking lived together. It just became a thing that irked me about him, you know?
Yeah, Nas, you could be your favorite person in the world.
Yeah.
And in 6 months of living with them, you're like, if I see your fucking face when I get up and shit, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah. Well, whatever. We'll move on. I don't want to put anybody in fucking weird positions and fucking, you know, talk about it. What's going on, Lemaire? Lemaire Lee joins us. What's up, kid?
Hello.
We're just getting started, doggy.
Hello, hell yeah.
Yeah, you guys are... Shannon, could you put the air on in here? I'm a little
yeah, the air stuffy. Just got a little fat.
Yeah, we too much fat came in the gym at once.
Lewis, can I bring up something I've been thinking about a lot?
Please.
So firstly, I'm here today trying to raise awareness for all the victims of the lost...
of Luis J. Gomez?
No. I wouldn't bring up such things.
And the Gas Digital fucking ways?
No, the victims of the lost luggage from Spirit Airlines. Mm. I'm still waiting on a bag.
You're still waiting on a bag from Spirit. Can I just say, right away, yes. Automatically, as I'm going to fucking... we'll put this in rape dicks. We could rape dick it. Because okay. Were you raped by Spirit Airlines?
Yes.
I don't know. I will say, if you're flying Spirit... You were asking for it. What were you wearing? Why were you at that party in the first place, Robbie Bernstein?
If you're not going to take my side on this one, I'm going the other way in the Bobby Hush thing.
No, Jesus Christ. What happened?
I think Lewis should have let it go. All right, I'm cut out.
I don't even want to speak to this specific incident as much as I travel more and more. I can't tell you how many instances I'm sitting somewhere and I'm like, I wish I had Lewis with me.
Yeah.
Someone needs to say something.
I'm 6 days without incident right now.
Really?
So you know. I have a new thing. I'm not allowed to have incidents.
I'm going the other way. Where
more incidents.
I think you're making the world a better place. And if we had more people like you that would say something, then staff in general.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
There's like a little angel and devil on my shoulders at all times. And they both whisper that into my ear. They agree completely that I should freak out.
Dude, right. Do you feel pent up?
Regularly.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you feel like
sexually pent?
No, rage pent up, like letting it loose. Do you feel like you haven't been able to let go?
No, I feel a little better. I'm just doing like little psychological exercises.
Yeah.
Like, so I just remind myself that freaking out isn't going to lead me to a happier place.
Yeah.
It's literally like a retarded person talking to himself.
Dude, you got
to
wait till someone absolutely deserves it. And then you get to like unleash your righteous fury on them. It's like the best feeling.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're right, but it's just, it never works out for me.
Yeah.
It's always like I keep on realizing like my life ends up here because I'm just in these, and it's not cute anymore. It's not even fun for content anymore. I'm like embarrassed now when I bring it. Like, I used to back in the day for like Legion of Skanks, I would be slighted like in public. There'd be somebody at a deli and they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to charge you an extra 50 cents for a pickle. And I'm like, oh, you charge me an extra 50 cents. And then I would almost like lean into it more and be like, oh, this could be hilarious. Dude, Lewis freaks out about a pickle. Yeah. I'm like picturing it in my head. And then I'd like lean into it even more in real life. And this person across me doesn't realize that they're a
classic
character.
Lewis,
but they're like a character in like this play in my mind.
Yeah.
So it's like, but
They're that, the main. They're the side character in your fucking story, dude.
Yeah, I just have things now that I kind of care about.
You don't want to know what NPC stands for us.
But the N-word, comma, person of color. That's what's obviously. Yeah, we use either or on this show, which is a very diverse sort of.
It's a slash.
Yeah. But no, I like now that I'm like just getting older. Like I feel like. I don't know, like I don't want my kid to see me freak out or my girl to see me freak out or like, and it's just not, it just doesn't, at the end of the day, doesn't make me happy. So I got kicked out of a hotel recently, like as I'm like rebooking another hotel, like I'm going like an hour and a half of my day is now being.
Wait, what happened to get kicked out?
I already told the story so many times, it's fine. But like an hour and a half of my day is now being spent rebooking another hotel, getting all my shit together. That doesn't make me happy. Granted, I will say, well, this is the crazy version of me. I did book a better hotel with a steam room there, and I was like, you know what? Nice. Blessing in disguise. So,
no, what I'm saying, you'll never get your way by freaking out. It doesn't help you, but it's a contribution to society.
Yes, it does make people act better.
If enough people behave the way you did, store clerks, people telling you that they don't have your reservation, the whole line at the Hertz thing, it would be a more efficient line.
Yeah, I agree.
If they had...
Yeah, because everyone would be banned from Hertz.
No, because everyone else would have to act more efficiently.
Well, you back in the day, that before there were cell phones everywhere, it was you had more of the risk of like, am I going to get punched in the fucking mouth?
Yeah.
And I think young people think that they're not going to get punched in the mouth. It's an entire... I think social media, and I've said this for a long time, It's the beginning of the end of everything, right? And it's all of the things, the hundreds of years that we spent building these systems of like, hey, dude, I'm going to fucking punch you in the mouth for acting like a cunt right now. Because of social media, because of cameras, because of being afraid of cancel culture, losing your job, whatever else it is, everyone just sort of acts a little bit differently. And I don't know if it's better or worse. It may be better. Dude. Maybe it's better to not hit each other in the face. But in a weird way, there's something about that check and balance system that made you act right, especially men with other men.
You sound like a guy when they invented TVs. He's like, no, people shouldn't be able to see trains. Like, you should be seeing them come at us. Like it's,
but honestly, like, before there was television, I mean, people would read, right? Yeah. That was your entertainment, and then it went to television, and then television. We even sort of figured out a way to make it like the I think real cultural benefits. Like it was like really cool.
Yeah.
And then we've moved the content over to now like social media and YouTube content.
Yeah.
My son watches shit, and I'm literally the my line that I draw with my son is he's not allowed to watch content that doesn't have a story. He's not allowed to watch mindless like just flashes of shit, which is all like TikTok.
What
and
about
Instagram
Gumball? You
now.
Let him watch Gumball.
What's Gumball?
The Adventures of Gumball. That's a good cartoon. It's fun. It's nice. That's a real flashy.
Can
one.
I back up for like 1 second? Because something's really gonna stick with me.
Please,
Lewis. You said before TV people read. You're a professional broadcaster and forgot about radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people
Nobody
did.
Listened to the radio.
They sat around the radio.
That was a blip in time. It was a very small amount of time that radio was the thing.
Yeah.
How long was radio the thing? Like 3 months between books and fucking TV, dude? Yeah.
I bet it's 20s to the 50s.
The guy who made Cherries made the radio, and then some guy was like, that's gay, let's watch it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Listen to this, dude. What am I doing with my eyes right now? Shannon, when was television, the first television invented, and when was radio invented?
Radio.
That's it, because I feel like that's a very short amount of time that was the main form of media.
Radio was like 1830, I feel.
No.
And then television was
You're
like
19. You're just saying 19, things,
Lemaire. 19.
So radio broadcasting started officially around 1905, 1906.
Wow.
And then TV 1927.
Dude.
20 years, dude.
Yeah, but TV started. When did people have them in their house? Price. I feel like 70s. That's later.
I'm saying...
When were they affordable?
I'm not wrong about this. There was a really short amount of time that radio
in the grand
was
scheme
the
of
thing.
Things, yes. You're
reading
correct.
Was a thing for fucking
You're
ever.
Very correct in the
TV
grand scheme.
TV from 27 up until literally... 7-8 years ago was the way that people watched entertainment. Yeah. Just in the past, like less than a decade, it shifted over to streaming services, YouTube and things like that. And even at this point, I'd be surprised to look at the numbers. I bet you there's a lot of people that still watch television as their main source of entertainment. Still with cable, they still watch the commercials.
I watch Hulu and YouTube on my TV. It's like easier for me to do that.
No, of course. Yeah. I think I count that as... See, that's still television. It's just on-demand television. It's all becoming sort of like a hybrid. But it really is like TV had a really long run.
Yeah.
TV had a and it still kind of has a run.
And there's no real utility for radio anymore.
No. Like the car, but it's like it's we have podcasts, we have Spotify. I mean, they SiriusXM, they have to build it into cars. And like the only time I ever listen to anything on the radio ever is if I rent a car. And if it doesn't have SiriusXM, it's multiple things. The only thing, if I get to the point where I'm listening to FM radio, this is what it is. I've rented a car. The connector doesn't work for my phone. SiriusXM is not available. And then I'll switch to FM radio. That is the amount of things that have to happen in order for me to be fucking on FM radio. Yeah. It's bonkers.
What would it take to get you on AM radio?
Doggy, AM radio, I almost feel like would be kind of fun, dude. I bet you there's just like fucking hate speech happening on AM radio. Like it's been unmonitored for a very, very long time.
Real ass podcast on
Doggy,
AM radio,
we really should, dude. Honestly, why don't I just leave podcasting and go be an AM radio host, dude?
This is Louis coming with you for Cars for Kids.
I do think that SiriusXM slogan should be, hello, you're listening to SiriusXM. Thank you for renting a car today. It's like the same as, hi, welcome back to Impractical Jokers. You're in a hotel room, aren't you?
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Strong Cell for supporting today's show. I just started taking my Strong Cell supplementation, and it is NADH supplementation. And I'll tell you right now, it's a very expensive process usually to get NADH into your system. And Strong Cell's proprietary delivery system combines NADH, CoQ10, marine collagen, and many other essential vitamins to boost your body's cellular function. I legitimately just started taking this because I just wanted to see how I was going to feel. And I'm about 5 or 6 days into it right now. And it says it takes about 30 days to really utilize it and for your body to take on the NADH. So I'm going to keep you guys posted. But the idea is that there are cells in every area of your body. So this makes your cells healthier. And if your cells are healthy, you're going to be healthier across the board. This isn't a stimulant and doesn't contain caffeine. And you don't have to worry about jitters or anything like that. This is just improving your health on a cellular level. I love this idea, and I just started taking it. So if you guys can do a little research, the reason I started even taking it, because they've been on the show for a few weeks, and I haven't been talking about taking it because I hadn't taken it. I was just talking about what it was, but I just did the research. I went and I watched a couple YouTube videos on what NADH is, and there was doctors talking about how great it is and how it's like a power source for your living cells and how it depletes as you get older. And I think that is, once I started doing the research, I was like, well, let me give it a shot and see how I feel. So I'll let you guys know how I feel, but do your research yourself as well and see what it can do for you. Go to strongcell.com and use the promo code RAP20 and you're going to save 20% off your entire order today. Once again, that's strongcell.com. Use the promo code RAP20 for 20% off. All right, where were we? let's do some plugs real quick because we are 25 minutes into the show, technically. I want to plug it up. LeMaire, which plug?
Why? What happened before I got here?
Shut up.
Yeah, please. At LeMaire Lee on all the socials. At Panties in the Mouth Podcast. Listen to that. We got a cool Patreon. Please subscribe. Play Dungeons and Dragons on there. And also, I'm going to be at Nick's Comedy Stop October 27th to 28th. Please come to that. That'll be fucking cool. Yeah. I'm bringing a lady, so help me impress her.
Robbie the Fire.
Yeah, Robbie the Fire, all social media. Check out the Run Your Mouth podcast. I also do Part of the Problem, which is on this very network. And I'm in upstate New York this weekend. Then I got Skankfest. Then we're going to Europe, which is fucking awesome. And that's all I got to plug right now.
I'm going to read a real racist text message that I just got from, I won't say who it is, but this is just a text message that I received from a real person in my real life. Non-comic. Black people seriously act like waking up and showing up for your 9 to 5 at 9:15 is really doing the most.
I mean,
that's fair. I mean, it's accurate so far. The guy's just sending, that might as well be a Snapple fact. Yeah.
What are you going to do, dude? Cut your morning blunt short? No way. No
Zach, what'd you plug it on?
Listen, it's not their fault, all right? Their dad was stabbed. if you're listening live, Catalyst Wrestling this Sunday.
Yes.
LeMaire will be there as well. Chilo's in Brooklyn. Going to be a full day of tequilas, some tacos, and some fucking tough dudes. Come hang out.
Hell yeah, dude. Tough dudes. We love tough dudes. come see me live, lewisofskanks.com. Next thing coming up is Yo Kraden presents Skankfest. Ooh. Happening next weekend. Very excited about this, guys. Lots of fun stuff has been announced. Go to skankfest.com and check out the lineups because they're all up there. I mean, they're really cool shit, dude. Really cool shit, dude. I mean, like, shit that... And then all the shit we can announce. There's a bunch of comics that are coming the whole weekend that have just been hitting me up being like, hey, dude, I'm coming. I'm like, what? Let's fucking go. Yeah. So it's going to be a blast. Come out if you guys are in the area. I think you can still get Sunday tickets if you guys are looking to come out on Sunday, which is always the best day of the festival. But we're going to be going to Europe. Me, Dave Smith, Zach Amico, Robbie the Fire Bernstein. Holy shit, what a show this is going to be. If you guys are in London, if you're in Glasgow, if you are in Belfast or Amsterdam, October 20th through 25th, tickets are going fast for all these shows. It's going to be a blast. We're going to be partying. This is going to be a fucking really great time. If you guys want to hang out with us, this is going to be the time to do it because we got nothing else going on. There's no home to go to afterwards. Dave Smith doesn't got two little kids to get home to. We're going to be having a fucking blast in Europe. And then when I come back, October 27th, 28th, Zini's Rosemont, Illinois. I'm gearing up for my brand new Meaty Ogre tour happening starting January. It's got the dates. I mean, I can tell you some of the dates right now. Why don't I? Why not? Right, guys? Fuck it. Let's see. Tommy. Let's go. Let's go.
Meaty Ogre?
Yeah, we're
like
going.
Like Shrek?
Yep, a Meaty Ogre. Washington, D.C., Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Chicopee, Massachusetts, Montreal, Toronto, Hamilton, Saratoga Springs, Tampa, Des Moines, Providence, Rhode Island, Red Bank, New Jersey, Royersford, Pennsylvania, St. Louis, Dallas, San Diego, and more. That's just what's confirmed as of right now, guys. So look out for me in a city near you. Subscribe to the New Gas Digital. And, oh, yeah, check me out at Carnival of Combat. The first ever Carnival of Combat is happening. Presented by Yo Kratom, our brand new sponsor. Sponsor officially for Carnival of Combat, an announcement here today. They come in and they help us out with everything, so support Yo Kratom. But Carnival of Combat is happening November 4th with a kickoff party and weigh-ins and a comedy show on November 3rd. It is going to be an absolute blast. I am boxing Tim Butterly in the main event. We have a bunch of other great fights happening. Alex Stein is going to be fighting Mike Harrington. Paco is fighting Danny Dubs. Jamar Neighbors is fighting Naeem Ali. So many incredible fights, plus fan fights. All of the shit that you love from Ellis Mania, you guys can be a part of it as well. Email submit to ellis@gmail.com if you guys want to fight, especially if you're in Florida, because we're looking for local fighters specifically. But we're doing a virgin match where the winner gets to fuck a porn star, Indian death strap match where they have one hand strapped and they're just fighting with one hand. We're doing fucking musical chairs boxing, blindfolded boxing. It's going to be an absolute blast. It is going to be bigger and better than anything that we've done in the past. So come out if you're in St. Petersburg, Florida on November 4th, carnivalofcombat.com. Grab those tickets.
Who's the porn star?
We don't know yet, but we're talking to a couple of them.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I'm also here to represent Good Boy, dude. I'm sorry. I'm on the Team Philly,
I get it.
Bro.
I get it. You got to be. You gotta be. By the way, there's going to be open workouts at Skankfest. On Saturday, open workouts for Team Rattlesnake. Sunday, team workouts for Team Butterly.
In the sun.
I got a secret guest that's joining my training, a secret special training partner that's joining me.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a fucking blast.
Lewis, can I hit you with another question?
Please.
Me and Dave, we're old men. We tend to show up to these cities. We tour and we do nothing.
Yeah,
we sit in our hotel rooms, then we do the shows. Jeez. I've never been out to Europe. We got any?
You've never been to Europe.
We got any touristy things lined up?
You never been to Europe.
Never been.
You never been to Europe.
Never been.
Never been to Europe. Somebody make that a song. they will do it. They'll do it.
You got to go somewhere cool, dude.
Never been to Europe. You've never been anywhere in Europe, dude. Amsterdam used to be the shit. When I went to Amsterdam, it was the shit.
Didn't they stop
legal
mushrooms?
Pussy, legal mushrooms, legal weed. It was like 22-year-old Lewis. My mom died while I was there. I was like, good. Let's go. Let's fucking go. You ain't ruining my mood. It ain't like, happening, dog.
I'm too high to care right now. If someone could let me know.
Please.
Maybe tomorrow.
I didn't find out till I came back, but even if I had found out, it wouldn't have ruined my mood. It was so fucking cool, and it was so freeing.
You come back, you got like an Amsterdam whatever fucking on. And then they're like, your mom died. You drop all your shit. You're like, no.
No, I knew my mom, my aunt called me for some reason. As soon as I saw my phone ring, I knew she was going to tell my mom was dead. It was weird. It was a weird, eerie thing. I was like, my mom's dead.
I felt that way when I handed Spirit my bag.
Yeah, I was like, my mom's dead.
I knew I would never see it again.
That's funny. His mom's a spirit now.
So she
used to be an old bag.
Yeah, we'll be united again. But when I was in Amsterdam, I remember having like this feeling because New York, it was like weed was illegal, and I mean everything was illegal, and everything was so like
she overdosed and turned JetBlue. Sorry, guys.
But it was just this free, like, you couldn't believe it. It was so cool. And now, because weed being legal just stopped being a thing for me a while ago. I don't really care about the legality of it. But now it's like New York City, or I've been going to LA for so long, the novelty of that has worn off. But I remember when I, like, the plan was going to Amsterdam. The plan was with me, my boys. It was me, Forrest, could I talked about
this
before?
This was before the toothpaste thing.
This was after the toothpaste thing. We were still friends for a little while. It was me, Forrest, my buddy Gene Kelly, Gene from the airport, from the Legion of Skanks poem, and this kid Jake, who we didn't like, this Jewish kid, who we were just like, let's fucking take advantage of him.
Yeah, it's every Jewish kid.
Yeah.
So
use him for a fucking hotel.
We did. We used it because he had a credit card, so we used it for the hotel, and then we ran out of money, so we put incidentals on his card the last 2 days of the trip and just fucking
broke everything.
So we got off the train. Because we stayed in a suburb like an idiot. We didn't know to stay in Amsterdam. We stayed in a suburb. And we got off the train and we're like, the first place that we go that we see legal weed, we're getting legal weed. It doesn't matter what it is, where it is. That was just the rule.
Yeah.
And we walked from the train station and there was just like, there was like a parking lot for bikes. This is like the craziest thing that is. It's just like, it was stuck out to me. It was like an entire like 2-floor parking garage like you'd see for cars, but it was all bikes. And the bikes were like cramped to like together. It was like thousands and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of bikes. And this is, people went to the train station on these bikes in Amsterdam. But we smelled the weed and it was a little Rastafarian weed shop with a little black cat out front. And we heard the reggae music and we just fucking went in and we all just fucking bought weed. And it was just the most like,
do you think it's actual Jamaicans or Amsterdam people being like,
I think there's a lot of Jamaicans in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Or maybe they're Africans that are pretending to be Jamaican, because there was a lot of Africans in Amsterdam.
You know, they got Blackface Santa.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. They got Blackface Santa. So that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Maybe.
It could be a ploy.
But it was just so like, wow, dude. But now you don't have that. So now Amsterdam is just another city.
I'm going to have to train because I don't smoke weed that often and I don't want to end up like total lightweight freaking out
Did
out
you
there.
Say train?
So, yeah, I might have to train a little
bit. We're going to run a train around.
Yeah,
maybe you're going to need to be high.
Start eating some edibles at home, just trying to get the tolerance up.
Dude, we're going to make you trip and then we're going to leave you at Anne Frank's house.
Perfect. That'd be a dream.
Which I have to do that. So I have to go to, because last time I was just high. We were like, dude, let's take mushrooms and bang hookers. Fuck Anne Frank.
Yeah.
I remember saying the words, fuck Anne Frank.
No, that's what I told the hooker. I want to fuck Anne Frank.
If there's a hooker take in one me to of the a windows grave. Dressed like Anne Frank, that's the one I'm picking.
Yeah. Are the hookers still in the windows, Shannon? Do we know what the red light district is like now? Do you think that they've changed
it? I've read that they kind of Disneyfied that a little.
$60 suck and fuck.
Well, the Anne Frank
euro. That's what it was.
The Anne Frank ones are in the attic.
it was 50 or 60 euro suck and fuck, and it was fucking like legitimately really, really beautiful women in the windows.
Yeah, one of my friends said they went and did it, and it was like too clinical. Like they're like, it was too much of a business for them. Like it was too much of a lady being like, all right, next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that. I understand. You want to make love a little bit. You want to make love. The fantasy isn't like bend over, let me put a rubber on and put my dick in and hump. Yeah. The fantasy, or like, you know, with sex in general, it's like, let's fucking.
Yeah.
I think with a French accent when I'm having sex. At all times, I was like,
I sound like Chef from South Park.
Yeah. It was more like Pepe Le Pew. It's a girl running away from me, being like, I'm going to get you.
Bro, don't get me started on Pepe Le Pew. Yeah. He's actually iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a rapist, actually. He's not a rapist.
Why do you say that?
Because he didn't really do anything wrong. He never raped that lady.
He just couldn't catch her.
Yeah. He wasn't going to rape her because there was an episode he called her and he was like, what do I do now? What do you want to do?
He just kissed her on the neck a little bit, up and down the arm, right?
He was just foreign. Yeah, he's Italian, dude.
That's what I...
Wait, I thought he was French.
He's French.
No, I know. I'm just quoting...
She's picking another country.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, some poor hooker's like, oh, why'd I fall asleep under the thing that paints the white line on Rose?
There was an episode where the lady cat became a skunk. Not became a skunk, but like they switched and she started going after Pepe and he was like,
He
didn't like it.
But I also understand that, dude. If you ever have a chick who's like just too aggressive in bed, and you're like, I'm the aggressive one.
Yeah.
Fucking chill.
Pepe Le Pew is also, he won Emmys. Like he's won like multiple Emmys for being like an excellent cartoon.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm sure. Fuck you if you hate Pepe. He's the man.
Yeah, I have no issues.
I'm a Pepe stan. Dude, you know what's fucked up about Space Jam? They took Pepe Le Pew out, but they left in It the Clown.
Yeah. And the they took out Pepe Le Pew for being a rapist, but the Clockwork Orange guys are in the background.
Dude, the whole fucking... It's like, you guys don't understand.
And they are, like, they actually
legitimately committed rape.
Yeah. They gave him the old in-out, which is my favorite way to describe rape when I'm talking to my friends about it.
Right.
I was like, we gave her the old in-out.
Yeah, if you ever walk by Lewis's hotel room and you hear him sing Singing in the Rain, fucking run.
That movie, core memory of mine, I've talked about it so many times, so I won't spend a lot of time on it, but core memory of mine is that rape scene in fucking Clockwork Orange when I was like 7 or 8 years old. My mom rented the movie and just watched it in front of me, and I just remember just the feeling of like them holding his face to watch his girl get raped and how gross it made me feel. Like, just fucking like...
Wait, is that what the thing is? Well, he tapes their eyes open to make them watch his...
No. So taping his eyes open is after he gets arrested, they do like almost like a...
They brainwash him.
Okay.
They do like a rehabilitation type thing in jail where they brainwash him to change his ways.
I gotta be honest, I gotta watch it. I've never seen it. I just
it's a great movie.
Look, I had the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Before I understood the movie, I was like a kid with like, I was like, look at my fucking Clockwork Orange t-shirt. Yeah. I didn't really understand it until I was like older. Actually, I read the book and that's really what made me understand it.
Yeah.
Way too fucking dark of a movie to show a little kid.
I'm a deep, dark, demented child. Let me smoke a cigarette, teach. Teach, I need a cigarette break.
Oh, yeah. I there was no filter in terms of like the type of shit that I watched at all.
Yeah.
My
cousin was like that. That's what I would go to his house and spend the night and he would just always be like, yo, dude, let's play Grand Theft Auto and just have sex with prostitutes. And I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah.
I want to stop at the lights, dude. I'm trying to have fun.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be. It's so funny. They would say that, right? They'd be like, oh, video games definitely would lead to violence. And maybe. I mean, dude, I never wanted to kill a prostitute until I did it in the game. And I was like, that was satisfying. Because here's what they did.
Money back?
Very early in Grand Theft Auto, because there's a new one coming out, by the way, which I'm excited about, right? And I got GTA 5, and I didn't love it even, right? But whatever it is, when the new one comes out, the hype is like, I'm like, dude, I want to play that, right?
Yeah.
What is the version of killing a hooker, right? What's the version of having sex with a hooker and then killing her and taking your money back? Because that was the old, maybe it was Grand Theft Auto 3 or 2.
Yeah.
But what they nailed in that game, and anybody who's played this game will tell you, is when you hit somebody with a baseball bat, the feeling and the sound that it makes,
the ding
against their skull, it's really satisfying.
Yeah.
Like whatever it is, whatever the audio is, and I'm assuming with like the DualShock controllers, like now
the new ones,
when you fucking hit somebody with a bat, dude, you come a little bit.
Yeah.
It must be so good.
It probably feels like aluminum.
Yeah, dude. Wow, dude.
Yeah.
You hurt your hands a little bit, it vibrates. Like, holy shit.
How'd it get so heavy?
dude, hitting a fucking hooker in the head with a baseball bat in that game was just fucking it, dude.
Are you a game guy?
Not really. I just play Warzone.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
But I play a lot. I play a decent amount.
Yeah. I want Lewis to play the Texas Chainsaw game so fucking good. It's so good.
Who do you play? Are you the
Texas? You can choose.
You're the good guy. You want to be the killer every time.
I actually have more fun being the victim and trying to escape. Because you feel like you're in a horror movie.
Yeah, Zach. I can tell by your Twitter.
Yeah. the soundscape on it, it's like you feel like you're in the movie. It's so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
And I stink at it, and fucking 12-year-old black kids cursing me the whole time.
My problem with... Why are you, like, the same group of kids?
No, you can have a microphone.
Yeah. We've been doing this bit on panties where, like, say you're playing games at home with your girl, but, like, you're playing against some kid and he's winning. You, like, look at your girl. She's like, what, honey? You want me to come watch Psych? All right. Give me 30 minutes. And you're like, look, you little shit. I only got 30 minutes to play this game. This is the only piece I have in my life.
No, that's great.
Yeah, you better fucking chill and let me win this motherfucker.
You mean you'll say that to little kids on the other? That's great.
Yeah. Like,
sorry, I'm thinking about crying at the beginning of the show right now.
Did you cry?
Shut up, dude. You faggot.
No, dude, I'm not
fuck up, pussy. You want to go? You want to go, dude?
No.
I'll fuck you up, dog. Give me a coffee. I need a coffee right now.
No, I would never question a man's crying ability. That's awesome.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I love it. I'm gay like that. I love it, dude.
Shannon, there was dust in the air when it got in my fucking eye.
It's beautiful, dude.
Shannon, you fucking asshole. And by the way, Jorge, I wouldn't shed a tear for you, just so you know. I want to point something out for you, Jorge. You can go right now. You live right now. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you, bitch. Thank you very much. Dude. Thanks, sweet tits.
See, that's corporate.
You know what? You know what?
You see,
we're knocking your pay down $100 this week. Sugar puss. How about that?
See, that's what we like to see. Crying. Lewis,
what the hell, dude? Come on, man.
Thank you, Wreck-It, for the crying rattlesnake emoji in the racist live chat. I really appreciate
Lewis, that. It's okay to love somebody. It's okay to be upset, brother. It's okay.
You know?
I'm a little upset, dude. I was expecting to fucking give him, like, you know, nice, what up, Hutch? High five.
That's me. Why, Bobby?
Think of it this way, though. It's like a chance for growth for the both of you guys.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. Fucking. It's fucking. I try to do good things. You know, Shannon, I try to do right by you. I really do. Shannon, but never get here. Shannon, never get to this level. Can we never? Will you nip it in the bud? Will you come? Will you at least quit before we get here and go, I don't want to ever get toxic and crazy with each other. Like, it's not the job anymore.
Yes. Agreed.
Shannon, you know what? You just got to race. Shannon, and I fucking mean it. Ralph! Shannon gets a goddamn race because she's loyal as fuck. Loyal is a goddamn fucking chihuahua. Imagine a chihuahua with six big giant rotting tits.
Yeah, it'll be hard not to
hanging
fuck
off her chest. Oh yeah, dude, you titty fuck the fuck out of that chihuahua, dude. Just put all the tits together like a hot dog bun.
Just give it a nice pet. You're like, yo, my dog is rocking tits. I got a pet.
Oh shit. Yeah, everyone's correct. Congratulating Wreck-It in the racist live chat. Yeah, all right. Well, you know, what are you gonna do? And honestly, no, Tina, but I'm going to move on. I'm not going to drag you guys into it. But I don't think Bobby's a cunt. I don't think he's a bad person. I genuinely don't. I think that he's fucking going through some shit. I legitimately mean that, you know? And, you know, that's why I'm not disparaging his work. I think he cared too much about his work. That's why he was so fucking stressed. He had issues delegating the responsibility to other people. And it's a testament to how much he cared and how good of a producer he was. He legitimately was a great producer. I think he had issues being an executive producer and having producers working underneath him because he was such a perfectionist. So, yeah, whatever. Anyway, moving on. Regardless. Let's see.
R.I.P. Hutch, dude.
It's fine.
You gotta give him a 10-gun salute, dude.
All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. Longtime supporter of everything we do. We love YoDelta under the parent company of YoKratom, and they make incredible vapes and gummies that contain Delta-8 THC.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to most states, if not all of them now, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
So save some cash right now. Get some legal Delta 8 shipped right to your house. Vapes and gummies, courtesy of the Real Ass Podcast. Just go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that is YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. All right, let's get back into it. Let's see. Instagram famous hot chick filmed after argument exiting a plane. What is this, Shannon?
So this particular video, you're not seeing a whole bunch of it, but I'm going to give you some extra information after. So I'll have to play the video first.
She's a babe, dude.
She's so hot.
She's a babe. Call me a bitch again.
No, you shut the up.
Oh, she is hot.
You shut the up.
And you're toy. My type of girl, dude.
Film me.
Wait till she turns around. BBL, dude.
Yeah, she's wearing that outfit. I love that. My girl wears that outfit. Like, it's just a straight up, like, it's like they have to fucking, like, sew it onto their body, and then you don't know how they get it off.
What do you do to go to the bathroom? What are you going to take the whole thing
she
off?
Just fucking, she just fucking squeezes, and then it comes right out of her mouth.
They shit like, they piss like
a slug.
Right.
What movie am I thinking of where they spit up slugs?
How are, like,
part
Slither
of a spell.
Slither. I was no saying Slither.
No, not Slither.
Can you imagine trying to wear no with that for a day?
And a slug came out and started crawling on the ground.
Ugh. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. It's Harry fucking Potter, dude.
Harry Potter.
Can you?
Yeah, and it was George Weasley or Weasley. Ron Weasley did the wrong spell, and he went something something bit and bum bit and bit a little slug, and his wand was broken, and it shot back at him.
Yeah.
And he made him fucking spit out slugs.
Gross.
And then they take him down to the infirmary.
Dude, you love Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter.
Dog. If you were... I love Harry Potter.
Oh, during Quidditch?
Oh, gross.
Yeah, there it is.
I don't even want to watch that. That's so gross.
That's Lewis's chick shitting.
That's how my chick shit, yes. That's what I was describing.
That's a big ass slug.
I saw somebody post something recently about the airplane videos where they highlighted the have like a LED strip of lights in the corner, and it said if you ever see a video that has these lights, that's a set in LA.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this?
Madison Sinclair posted it that if you see the viral plane videos and it's got LED lights in the ceiling, that's a set in LA that they filmed.
Is that a...
No, that one I don't think had
it. Because there's been a few viral videos with planes as well.
We talked about the classroom.
When it's happening. So now viral videos, to create fake viral videos, is a new thing.
Yeah.
Which honestly, like, if they're done well, I like almost appreciate like how well they're done, because now they've gotten to the point where you don't really know.
Right.
But yeah, there's a few on the airplane.
There's certain lighting arrangements on the plane that just don't work.
I feel like if you love like set porn, you'll like notice immediately, like, that's a fucking set. That's fucking fake, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every classroom, I'm like, bullshit.
Dude, that's this ain't real.
Yeah, that's not a regulation chalkboard. They use smart boards now, you dummies.
Who's the chick on Instagram, though, Shannon? Let's see what she looks like. Very toit, obviously.
So her name is Morgan Osman, and there's a porn site, Cam Soda, that reached out to her once they figured out who she was and offered her $25,000 to make content for their page.
Not enough.
So her Instagram is down right now, but here are some pictures.
Wait, did she do it?
I was on her Instagram. Oh, it's not down.
Yeah.
I just tried to go to now and said page is down.
She's fucking toy as fuck, internet. Doggy. Yeah.
Plastic queen.
I mean, look, I don't love a fake ass and fake tits, but if you're going to get them, this is the look, right? And also, like, I don't love to look at it like this, but to play with her big, giant fake tits would be so fun.
Is that a fake ass?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
100%. Yeah,
fake ass. Robbie, you are quite the Jew.
She got one of them azaleas, brother.
Yeah, she got that. Whatever. Go back to that photo. The look... It's kind of crazy that, like, Kardashian became a look.
Right.
Like, having the same face. If you told me that that was actually a Kardashian, I'd be like, yeah, 100%. That's Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Or one of them. It became, like, that. The surgery carved the face to look that way, and that became, like, the... It's kind of interesting. I don't exactly get it. Like, obviously, she's very beautiful, and that look really works for her.
She's very beautiful. You almost can't see her herpes scars.
You take herpes from her.
No, wait, not from her, dude.
Do fake asses feel good? You know, like, fake tits, like, they're great in the bra, and then once they come out, you're like...
Tits are fun to play with even when they're out of the bra. Shannon, you can chime in on this. They're fun to play with even out of the bra, because there's something fun about being like, wow, you are a fucking slut. Holy shit. You care this much about having big tits?
These are for me.
Thank you. Thank you, you big-titted fucking whore. There's something about that rules... Ass is sort of the same thing, but I think it's not.
You went to a doctor and went, listen, I don't want to work on my personality.
Yeah. Yeah, love it. And ass, I have never been with a girl with a fake ass. What I was with was I was with a girl that had a Brazilian
butt lift. That's a different science right there.
And I don't even know if they did her butt. They shot it into her hips. They made her, so her fucking, she had fake tits and she had a very big like hourglass, like her hips. And the fat that was in this area, like around the hip, almost where the hip goes back to the ass, where you can see the ass, that was like a nice chunky fucking piece, which I love on a woman. That's my favorite part of my girl's body is this little piece of meat, but that it goes from connects the hip to the ass. I can't even explain it. I don't know if I'm explaining.
It's the part you hook your hand around during doggy style.
Yeah, right here.
It's the wobble fat. It's the fat that like helps to push back on the twerk,
best.
Dude.
It's the best.
Yeah.
So. But this girl had that, but it felt weird. It wasn't the right shape. Like, it was, like, very, like, so even...
It was like water Betty.
Without asking her, I was like, she had some sort of surgery. I had no idea what the surgery even was, because it wasn't fake ass, but it was weird fat that was not, didn't feel natural.
It wasn't ass fat.
Didn't feel natural.
Damn.
So it's a little bit fucking weird, and that was a little bit less, who ducked down for me not to see him? Who ducked down? Who was that? Was that Paco? He doesn't want me to see him.
What if he tripped? Paco's dead, dude. He just died.
Are we working out today, Paco? Is that why you're here? Are we supposed to train? No. What?
I don't know.
I don't know what he's saying, dude.
It's soundproof.
Paco, shut up. Get back to work for no money, bitch.
The only thing I heard
bitch
was...
Bitch-ass Paco.
Ching, ching, chong. Sorry, that's guys. All I heard, dude.
Ching, ching, chong. Ching, 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 chong. Chinga, chinga, chinga. Let's see.
Dude, do you know Michelle Trachtenberg? I just watched Eurotrip, and I was like, yo, whatever happened to her? She was kind of... She was a babe.
You have to pull her up. I don't
Michelle
remember.
Michelle Trachtenberg?
She was very cute, yeah.
Harriet this... No, I Spy.
She had a weird look, right?
Yeah, it was
Jew face.
Yeah,
Jew face Trachtenberg. Yeah.
Okay. Not a great picture.
Oh, that was her now. I haven't seen her now.
You like her?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember this bitch. Yeah, this bitch was yeah.
Whatever happened? What'd she do? Where'd she go?
She's okay.
She's okay, dude. That's a babe.
It's okay, dude.
Oh, that's Buffy's sister. That's what she did, right, Buffy?
I don't even know.
Aren't you thinking of the girl from American Pie, Allison?
Yeah. Hannigan? No, but that was How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
She went to Dare. Yeah. Oh, was she Buffy's sister?
No, but she was the lesbian on Buffy.
Yeah. Dude, I couldn't imagine Michelle Trachtenberg and her being in the same room. That'd like blow my boner.
What, Shannon, what is this story here? NYPD oral surgeon Gabriel Hirschman is being sued for talking relentlessly about his tiny penis and forcing his driver to watch him rub his crotch.
So this is the guy. If you want
this
to see
is against the law.
Like.
Hey, can you watch me rub my
schmackle?
Come on, he's so small.
Dude, that picture is Robbie Bernstein's personality.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
If I'd stuck with religion, that's what I'd look like.
This is it. It just screams, hi, I'm Robbie Bernstein. Welcome to Bernstein and Bernstein. Dr. Gabriel Hirschman, 40, accused of sexual harassment against his chauffeur.
He's an oral surgeon.
By the way, let me just say this side note. We're going to get into this story, but I was just talking to my chick about this. Why am I not friends with a fucking chef? Somebody can cook me dope ass fucking food. Are you a chef, Jorge? The way you peeked around, can you cook? Jorge, you might carve yourself out a better position here if you can cook.
I can, but I was gonna say Faga and Ralph are both.
Yeah, but they're not like chefs by trade. That like they would almost be like, oh, come over. I'm gonna make all my friends like a thing because I'm experimenting. I guess Ralph does do that. Me and Ralph just aren't really friends. Maybe that's what it is. God damn it. I want to be friends with a fucking like a fucking 5-star chef.
Me and my brother always make up food. We always cook food when we're together.
Yeah, but that's like high shit. Like, you can put this kind of cheese on nachos too.
Bro, we make up concoctions. We made a...
You know what? Hold on. Lemaire, what are you and your brother snacking on? Hit it.
What are you snacking on?
When you said you and your brother make up food, I really thought you meant like in Hook.
A little fat black kid.
How much does that suck? That kid got fat from pretend food.
Lemaire, I just genetics. Realized, are you the grown-up little fat kid from Hook? Pull up the little fat kid who turns himself into God a bowling ball and rolls down and hits the pirates.
Classic.
Damn it, dude. I was hoping nobody would ever notice.
It's so funny. When you're a little kid and you watch something like Hook, you go like, oh, I could beat an adult. Yeah. I could beat, like, if things were like, you watch Three Ninjas, you watch Hook, you watch anything with little kids that start beating up adults. Yeah. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
It would take an army of little fucking kids to beat me up.
12, 10-year-olds, you don't think you'd have a hard time with 12, 10-year-olds? Or 10, 12-year-olds?
As we're getting closer to 12,
ethnicity
matters. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the only time that I'll say race matters. Is
well, if we go by the movies, they're white.
Yeah.
This is Lemaire.
Yeah, but none of my parents. So.
This is young Lemaire.
I can still put my legs up like that.
No, you
oh, shit. Dude. What a wild movie. By the way, that movie stinks.
Yeah.
When you rewatch
really?
It as a grown up,
as a kid,
it is mostly a sad movie about Robin Williams.
It's not a lot of action, no.
It's mostly a movie about Robin Williams being a bad dad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you, like, all the things you remember is like 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Most of it very sad. Also, when you rewatch it, Captain Hook and Smee are just straight up a gay couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've said that, like, oh, yeah, no, we talked about it when we were preparing for the role.
Yeah.
We read that pirates frequently were in homosexual relationships. So we played it like boyfriends.
Dude, I didn't know pirates were gay.
Who was Smee in that? I remember Dustin Hoffman.
The guy that was from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Christopher Beard, Lloyd? Small glasses.
No. The main guy.
Like the
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Danny Bob Hoskins. DeVito. You're right.
Well, fucking Mario.
You're right. It was Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins. But they straight up play it like they are an old gay couple.
Interesting.
Yeah. That was the first movie I ever saw by myself in the movie theater. My sister and my mom went to go see Father of the Bride, and I went to go see Hook by myself. I was like, nice. I'm not seeing that fucking gay shit. Father, don't know. Bride, what does that mean?
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm a real ass dude.
Fuck that. I'm going to go see this movie about a Jewish guy's face.
Dr. Gabriel Hirschman.
Yeah, so what happened with Dr. Hirschman here, Shannon?
Yeah, if you got a limo, you should be allowed to jerk off in the back seat.
I agree.
But you don't have to make your driver watch.
I think he must have chose to watch.
He was like, leave the window down.
Yeah, can't he just bring up the partition?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a limo, and it said that he attempted to force him to look at his penis while he stroked it as he was driven around. He constantly complained about it being too little.
But I don't understand. Doesn't the guy have to drive? How do you force your driver to look at, like, the guy's got to drive?
He's sitting in the middle. he said he repeatedly discussed the size of his own genitals, which he is alleged to have been obsessed about, mentioning it at least 4 times a week to him. Hmm. He said,
it's not that much if you got a small dick. We think about it all the time. Every moment I breathe, I want to scream it out of my head.
Dude, some lady asked me,
I got a little fucking dick. Dude, it sucks.
To me, this is funny, is that anytime I'm in a hotel or a new mirror, I want to look. It's the same penis it's always been. Yeah. But for some reason, you're like, does it look okay?
You just hit certain angles on it where my dick looks awesome. Like when I take a video or a picture. And then there's just other times where it just looks like a goddamn fucking pathetic ass dick.
Yeah.
I was with a girl the other day, and she was like, what is it like having a penis? I was like, you're always worried about how big it is.
And it never goes away.
And it never goes away.
And if you have a small dick, you see guys who have a small dick. You see them in the locker room, dude. They're just fucking, they're always covering up a little. Like, it's so gay to be like, ooh, don't look at my little dick. Like, you want to just fucking walk around with a hammer. I started doing that because I realized... I would rather have people... Well, no, it was a few things. Number one, I've seen guys now with smaller dicks that are just very openly walking around. I'm going like, I don't need to be so in my head about it. I've seen like actual fucking small dicks.
Yeah.
And fucking I realized like, it's like watching somebody, a fat guy with a t-shirt on in the pool.
You're bringing attention to it.
Yeah, I'm just like me doing this cover up. Like, just walk around. No other dude is looking at your dick who gives a fuck.
Yeah.
My dick's not small enough that anyone's going, what a small dick. It's just... You know,
you're not getting double takes.
People are probably going, that's too small for his body type.
I'm impressed by the hogs that I see in the gym, though.
Yeah.
You see someone guy walk, you're like, whoa, not bad, buddy.
Yeah. A big fat fucking hammer.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Dude, Sharky.
What, Shannon?
Gardini has a hammer, dude.
Does he?
Yeah.
Short guy with a hammer. What a life.
There's also a racist element to this.
Ooh,
values. Let's go.
So it said he divulged personal information about his unsatisfactory sex life with his wife and made inappropriate jokes about Jackson's sex life, including offensive comments about a motel. He said it was the type of place, quote, a fat N-word named Shaniqua would come to your room and sit on your face. You know you want that.
Hell yeah.
He also said that it says that he would.
Where's this hotel, Shannon, just for research purposes?
Oh, I don't know where that
is. Where's this dentist? This guy's fucking hilarious.
It is
I
want
to go to this guy.
I believe it's Queens. I think he lives in Queens.
I'm going to stick my tiny schmeckle in your mouth with blacked out.
It said he made moaning sounds and insisted on eye contact through the rearview mirror while he said he was about to ejaculate.
I'm going to bust.
I'm going to come.
It sounds like this limo driver was watching this guy jerk off.
Yeah,
and had second thoughts,
and then I eventually was like, "I'm going to sue this guy for it."
Yeah, but he was like, "Cha-ching! Why are your eyes dollar signs? Please keep eye contact with me."
And that's what made him come. The guy's eyes turned into dollar signs.
Let's see. Does it live? Does it die? Lightning strikes on a Mexico beach.
Ooh. Does it live or does it die?
All right, it's a really quick video.
Yeah. Dead.
play one more time.
I gotta see that again. That was so fucking cool.
That's awesome. Oh, that looks like it fucking went and struck those fucking two people right there.
Oh. I feel like that, one more time. I feel like there might have been somebody in the back.
Can you play it at half speed, though? Please.
Oh, I don't want to say the website that I'm on.
Oh.
But I can't.
Does it end with Eggermania?
Yeah, does it end with front?
Lightning.
See, look,
kills.
There's somebody there.
Oh, yeah, somebody got struck.
And I think they fall.
Dougie, yeah. That is so every time it rains now, like I'm just so conscious of it because I got a pool in the backyard, and it's just when it rains, you're going like,
oh, will lightning hit your pool?
It can. It could fucking. It can strike at any time. It's the thing. Right. It's the thing that it does.
Yeah.
It
does just randomly strike.
Yeah, like you're just like, and now that, like, only because I have kids, I never cared. Like, I would have fucking gone swimming in a lightning storm.
Yeah.
Any day of the week. I'm like, this is fun. This is beautiful.
What made God miss that? God throw lightning at that guy. He missed, and then he like caught him. He was like, all right, I got him.
Shannon, can you play it one more time? But like they said, at like 25%. Is that on YouTube or is it
a
website?
It's not YouTube. It's a website.
Okay, never mind. I feel like there was a person that hit.
One more time.
Okay.
You can right click on the video.
See, there's somebody right there.
Yeah. Oh my God, that person's dead. All right, one person dead. The other two people alive. I say one person. That person was fucking.
I say one dead, two hospitalized.
All right, the first person that I hit with the shovel looks like he must be dead.
That asshole had a shovel in a lightning storm.
But by the fact that Shannon's showing it to me, I feel like it's going to be a freak thing that he survived that somehow.
Yeah, I think that this is a live leak type website, and she's showing us some death shit right now.
Well, you think about
he's going to find my treasure.
You think about a shovel. The top of a shovel was metal. The rest of it's wood, hopefully. Or if it's not plastic. Or it could be metal. This guy might be fucked.
Doggy, he is fucked. That guy's dead. I say one dead, two injured. That's my vote.
I'm on Robbie.
What do you bring to the beach? My lucky shovel. My lucky metal shovel.
Yeah.
So the answer is two people died.
Ooh.
And I'll play it again, but I'll tell you what to look for beforehand. So it hits one person and then travels through the sand.
Through the
and gets the second person. So two people died.
Oh, it's this.
Oh, wow.
One.
Two. Fucked. Yeah. That's like when you go bowling and there's just those two pins left.
Oh, dude, that's almost impossible. But if you nail it,
you feel so good.
You feel
good.
Like a god.
Yeah.
Turned them
to glass. It sounds like bowling, too. It sounds like God's bowling.
God
strike.
Got an Ocho Diaz split.
He turned him to glass, dude. He turned him to glass.
Damn, dude.
He did what we should do to them dang.
Here's just one shot of the hit.
That's wild. What was the person doing?
Oh, I don't know.
The electric slide. Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude. But, you know.
Niggas die every day, B.
It happens. There's just another one.
Yeah.
I'd rather go that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Instant death.
Yeah.
It's electrocuted. Bang.
Yeah. Yeah, you die like a damn beached whale.
I bet you shit yourself like a motherfucker.
For sure.
Ooh. I bet.
But it might cook right on the spot, so like it doesn't even come out.
Yeah, you know, like
while you're, yeah, it just fucking burns to a crisp. Yeah. So no one knows that you shat yourself. That's actually the best way to shit yourself when you're dying.
It is truly the best way to shit yourself is electrified shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll fuse to your leg, dude. It'll fuse to your leg.
Imagine like there's just you as a corpse and a giant log coming out of your back. And the first thing they do is go, wow, that guy really shat himself.
We'll end with Toit or Noit.
Ooh.
Crazy girl gets arrested after and asks to be tased. Let's see. Hey, why not?
I like that graphic.
Hey, well,
Toit or Noit.
This is cool.
So this is just a little background information. So this chick is a stripper, and she's accused of being part of a hit and run, and this is when the cop is pulling her over.
Don't get out. I'm asking you questions. You answer.
Okay, Toit.
Now oh, this bitch is a fucking Philly nine.
Toit, dude.
Like 26 headquarters, it's a female.
She's high as hell.
All right, step out.
A white female.
A white female. Hell yeah.
Do you have anything in your pockets?
Oh, yeah?
That's totally a Wawa.
Is this Philly?
No. I think San Francisco, California.
Yeah, this
is real quick.
Yo.
It made me feel intimate.
This girl's fucked up.
Dude, I like this girl. Yeah. Honestly.
How much you have to drink there?
Two doubles.
Two doubles of what?
Patron.
Okay. So you are drunk.
And I'm going to keep it a buck with you.
Stay in the car.
What'd you say?
I'm going to keep it a buck with you.
Get your leg in the car.
Listen, handsome man.
Get your leg.
Listen, in handsome
car.
Man.
Get your
yo, this girl fucking rules.
Grace.
Grace what?
Grace. I ain't even did shit. I'll piss in your face.
I'll piss in your face.
That's the only question. For real.
Dude, you know, it's got to be so fun to get arrested when you're that, like, hammered, where you don't care. Because getting arrested, what sucks about it is you fucking care.
Yeah.
The whole time you're like, fuck, dude. And then you're trying to kiss the cop's ass a little bit, where you're like, let me just try to, like, see if I can get off with, like, a ticket. Or, like, not have to go through, like, whatever the process is. And you're like, you immediately turn into a little bitch.
Yeah.
Your freedom is taken away from you. You're being put in the back of a car, being put into a cell. The whole thing, you're like trained to be like, oh, just can I please somehow, like, just, I don't want it. Like, you're almost crying. You're a man. You're almost fucking crying. What type of man would fucking cry, Shannon? Fucking. And then when you're hammered like this and you just don't care and you're just having fun, be like, what's going on, handsome officer? It's just fucking, this has to be a ride. Like, she's going to get out. By the time she sobers up, she'll probably be in front of a judge and getting out.
If I was that cop, I would have showed up at her job. The next day, I'd be like, that was just some bullshit. You know, I had to work.
Yeah. Well, that taser about shit that piss talking. In my face.
Back in the day, I mean, dude, before there was fucking body cams, that cop was just getting his dick sucked. 50-50 shot. Yeah. If he had jerked off that morning, she was going to jail. If he hadn't jerked off the minute she went, come on, handsome man. I'm like, ah, fuck, dude. I'm going to let this fucking drunk bitch suck my dick. Park the car. Give me the keys. Suck my dick. Yeah. You're going to get a taxi home. And honestly, I don't even have a problem. I think that every woman in the world would rather just suck a dick than get the DUI. Right?
And I heard that cum helps sober you up.
It does. Shannon, what would you rather? You get caught. You're caught. They got you. You're drunk. DUI. You just suck a cop's dick to get out of it.
Hold on.
Out of it.
The Staten Island is about to come out, because no matter what the story we're about to present is, the option Shannon chooses is suck a cop's dick.
Yes, that is true.
That's a union job.
How long do you stay in jail for this type of thing?
We're going to assume the weekend, but we're also going to assume, like, losing your license for a year.
Yeah, let's say this
$15,000 to $20,000 in fines.
This is your second or third DUI. You're losing your license.
Say it's your first. You're losing your license in your first DUI. My understanding is you have to go to work. So if you can prove you have to go to work, they'll let you drive to and from work. But it's extremely restricted. I think the average cost of a DUI in terms of lawyer fees and fines is like $15,000 or something like that. I've heard even crazier numbers, right?
Right.
But let's just say $15,000 to $20,000. You're spending at least a weekend in jail, like a full weekend. You're going to, you know, your license is fucked. Going to court 3 or 4 times. The next year of your life is spent going to court, probation. A lot of, it's just a very annoying thing, or you suck one dick.
What does the cop look like?
Me.
Indian. No, he's let's say regular white dude.
He's an average cop. He looks like
Staten Island 7. He got a big gut. Just got done eating a slice of pizza.
Not a good looking dude, but not like gross. We're talking about, like, has to be a cop in today's day and age. You don't really see fat donut eating cops anymore, right? Most cops, I feel like they have to be a certain amount of physical fitness.
No.
I don't see fat, unless it's older cops that have been grandfathered in. I only see fit cops. And when you go to other states, you go to Florida or Texas, the cops are fucking jacked.
Yeah.
They're huge, dude. And I think they have a different standard of physical fitness once you go out of, like, into certain areas. I have no idea. But, like, I guess suburban cops, you maybe get a couple fatties.
They care more.
I think they also have, like, good gym access. So they just kind of have it worked out and figured, you know, it's, like, kind of worked into the day.
Greg in the Racist Live Chat says 12 hours in jail. Hold on. All right, we'll go with what Greg says. 12 hours in jail cost me less than $5,000 and had to go to a DUI class. But Runaway Slav says DUI was $20,000 with all fees and costs and classes and probation and an ankle monitor in Houston. So it really depends on where you go.
Right.
I think $15,000 a weekend in jail, having to go to court for the next year, having to be on probation, having to do DUI course. we'll say that that's going to be the average, right? So maybe there's a better situation depending if you're some fucking trashy ass town, but more than like, I've heard $25,000, $30,000 in lawyers and court fees. I've heard having you do 30 days in jail, depending on how drunk you are, depending on what happens, right? But let's just say a weekend in jail, Shannon, all things considered, one dick, pop it in, swallow though, while with making eye contact.
So I would say that the answer should be that the girl should just suck the dick and it would be easier.
Yeah.
It's just that like, I don't know. That's not my default. And I wouldn't automatically go to that option.
You would take the time in jail.
Yeah.
I would personally suck the dick and I'm a guy. I swear to you.
Lewis would suck the dick to get you out of jail.
Shannon, give me a dick right now and I'll suck it. I swear to God, isn't that crazy? It's not even necessarily the money. It is everything that's going to fucking...
It's the hassle.
Everything that's going to happen to my head. I get to suck one dick and it all goes away, dude. At the very least, I'll tell you right now, as a man, it would be an actual fucking debate to not have to deal... Just calling and getting a new insurance this morning was... I would have sucked a dick to get out of that fucking hour-long phone call. Oh, my God. Holy shit. I'm getting a better rate, boys.
Let's
getting
go.
A better rate.
Let's go.
There's like a minute left of the video if you want to see it.
Let's see.
Let me go. I couldn't hold it.
Okay.
And I pissed in it.
She pissed?
Okay, I'm counting.
It doesn't look like
She did. She did.
No, what did this guy take her to his house? That looks like his garage.
She pissed in his car.
You can have my piss.
No, the shoes.
Oh.
You wouldn't try.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude.
You got me invested. Did she yell more at the cop?
Let's see.
Let's see.
Stay in the blue box.
No,
stay in the blue box.
You want to taste me?
No.
Do it.
Stay in the blue box.
I like it kinky.
Stay in the blue box, Grace.
Don't.
Stay in
the
blue box.
I love her.
Step back.
Queen.
You can touch
Step
me.
Back.
You touch me.
Stay right here.
No! Y'all
want to
rape me!
Y'all want to
rape me!
Rape! Rape!
There's a fat cop, dude.
No! Stop trying to rape me!
Get in the
Don't
car.
Don't put me in the car.
Grace?
Don't put me in the car. I want to strip off on the car. I want to strip off on the car.
Wow.
Don't put me in the car.
What'd you say? I will strip?
Right. That's how quick that shit turns though with a drunk woman.
Yeah.
It's Ohio, by the way. That's
do you remember the did I one time, dude, I was walking down the street coming from like a spot at Eastville and a cop car pulls over in front of me. And there's a drunk girl in the back of the car. And she's like, "That's him. That's the guy that attacked me." And I was like, "What? What?" And the cops got it. They're like, "Sir, right there." And I was like,
"Jesus."
And then she was like, "Yes." And I was like, "Guys," I was like, "I'm coming from I'm a comedian. I'm walking from, it was when I was at the Cellar. I was walking from Eastville to the Cellar."
Yeah.
And luckily I just had cops that believed me. I don't think they were supposed to believe me. I think they went against protocol, but they were just dudes. And they were like, "This guy's being honest.
Yeah.
She's hysterical and crazy."
Yeah.
And just pointed at the first guy she saw. And they just let me go without anything else, dude. But it could have been just a crazy thing.
Just two shades darker.
That it would have been over. I'd be dead. It would have shot me.
Yeah.
All right. We got to wrap this one up. You guys are the best. I will check you guys on Friday with another incredible episode. We'll be live on Friday, actually. Ooh. So we'll check you guys live on Friday on the Real Ass Podcast. Good night.
That's all, folks.